Cuomo, in his inaugural speech as governor on January 1, 2011, promised that corruption at the Capitol would end and the public trust would be restored during his tenure in office.
Any relationship is only as good as the level of trust, and we have lost the trust. And we're not going to get it back until we clean up Albany and there's real transparency and real disclosure and real accountability and real ethics enforcement. That's what the people have voted for. That's what the people deserve.
At the time, two former Senate leaders, a former state controller, and some rank-and-file lawmakers had been convicted of fraud and bribery. Since the governor's term began, though, things have only gotten worse. Another Senate leader, Dean Skelos, and the former Speaker of the Assembly, Sheldon Silver, were convicted of masterminding schemes defrauding taxpayers of millions of dollars. They've both been sentenced to lengthy prison terms. U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara looked into Cuomo's handling of a Moreland Act commission that was supposed to investigate the legislature, but he found no wrongdoing in that instance. The governor's office had never been implicated, though, until the criminal complaint was issued Thursday against longtime former Cuomo associates Joe Prococo, Todd Howe, and SUNY Polytechnic leader Elaine Calieros, as well as six others, by U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara.
The allegations include bribery, bid rigging, extortion, fraud, and false statements.
Cuomo, appearing at the Albright Knox Art Gallery in Buffalo one day after the charges were made public, addressed the issue head-on. He says the allegations against his longtime friend and former close associate Joe Prococo are sad and truly disappointing.
I know this gentleman for over 25 years. He started working with my father when he was 19 years old. It's the first time since we lost my father that I didn't miss him being here yesterday because it would have broken his heart.
Cuomo says he will cooperate with the U.S. attorney to make sure wrongdoers are punished severely. The governor regarded the incident, though, as the failings of a few individuals, not an indictment of the system. And he announced that upstate economic development projects headed by suspended SUNY Polytechnic head Calieros will continue under Empire State Development Chair Howard Zemsky, though he says Zemsky will take steps to ensure that there is no more corruption.
We are today going to take that portfolio of responsibility, those projects, transfer them all to the Empire State Development Corporation.
Blair Horner with the New York Public Interest Research Group and a longtime reform advocate says it's the system that needs to be fixed.
It shows that some of the governor's top aides and allies viewed his economic development programs and energy policies as a gold rush, where they were supposed to make themselves wealthy.
Horner says more transparency around public bidding would prevent a few insiders from gaming the process.
It's the culture of secrecy that allows individuals to think they can get away with these things. I mean, basically, the governor has an honor system in place with his top, very small number of top aides. And in this case, apparently, at least allegedly, he misplaced his trust in one of his top aides.
Cuomo, despite his pledge when he began as governor, has not achieved any big changes in ethics reform. He has set up a new ethics commission. It's been widely criticized, though, as flawed and secretive. He's proposed public campaign financing several times, as well as other reforms, but has not been able to convince the legislature to pass them. Horner says it's time for Cuomo to try again.
It should move ethics to the governor's number one priority for next year.
But the governor, with a stain now on his own administration, will be in a weakened position to seek any changes. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.